Hi everyone, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and this is just a reminder that the FCC and the Department of Labor are going to get together tomorrow to set the standards in the climbing industry. That way when OSHA goes out to investigate any serious accident, they can have a checklist of what should have been done as far as training goes, as far as requirements goes, as far as who understands what on the job site. This is going beyond what they had for the what OSHA had for the previous statement in the release they had for the hoist guidelines. I couldn't think of it. So for the hoist guidelines, they had the requirements of what each person's expected to do and what information is expected to be posted at the site. So here they're going to talk about tower safety. Now, with TIRAP, T-I-R-A-P, the Department of Labor already outlined what is expected of climbers to know prior to going out to the site or on the job. So I think it's going to define who's in the air and who's on the ground. But everyone should know what the job is. Everyone should know what the scope of work is. And everyone should be trained. And you should have all the gear for rescue and safety. Not only be trained in it, but you should have all the gear, and all your gear should be in good shape. Remember, someone's life is on the line here. So this is very important that we look at this to shape the future of the industry. Now, I know we all talk about wireless. Wireless is changing, but let's face it, deployments are happening like crazy. There's still a lot going on, and the requirements for the job, not just the climbers, but the RF engineers, the drive teams, optimization, network engineers, loading, there's a lot of jobs out there, and there's a lot of work going on. Project management can prove that, because we need to manage all these projects as well. So I just want you to keep in mind that when people look at these jobs now, they're not going to just look at what's required at the end result. They're also going to look at what's required of the workers on the job. So it's going to be something that we really need to look at. And I'm hoping that with these panelists, the FCC and the Department of Labor put together this roundtable so people can understand what is required of the industry. I think most of these people up there are experienced, and they've been around the industry, and they hear the feedback, and they've done their research. So we're really counting on them to shape the future. It's something that we all want to improve. We all want to get the fatality rate as low as possible. I mean, accidents are still going to happen. That's just the way it is. But let's face it, if we can get rid of the stupidity and improve the training, and by stupidity, I don't necessarily mean the climber out at the site. A lot of times, I mean the way the company treats a climber and prepares a climber. You can look at the military. They certainly wouldn't send someone out to war without being properly trained, at least trained the best that they could. What we should do with our climbers is train them the best we could and prepare them for what they're going to do. And that also means having the right tools for the job. By the right tools, it's more than just screwdrivers, hammers, and pliers. It's all about the safety gear in this case. So they have to have the right tools to get the job done. I know they're going to improvise because you're out in the site, you want to get done, but the same token, you also want to have all the rescue gear, the ropes, the rigs, and the carabiners that you need. The right blocks. You want to be sure that you're not going to exceed the weight limit. You got to use a lot of common sense while you're out there. If you have to break things apart to hoist them and mount them, you're going to have to do that. So I just wanted you guys to pay attention tomorrow. Like I said, it's going to be live on the internet, the fcc.gov/live. And I had the link in there, so you should be able to just click on it, go to it, and see what's going on throughout the day. I think everyone will be interested. All right, everyone. Be smart, be safe, pay attention.